Hello, Gia.
Hello, hello.
Check two, Gia.
Checking, yes.
There she is. Hi, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. If you could just magically teleport one of those biscotti this direction, that would be
I so killed. It was cool. A box. It was a box of mini biscotti, and I'm not going to lie. Okay, there was two boxes of mini biscotti.
But mini, that makes it
mini. Up. Yeah, and I finished off both of those boxes just now.
Well, you get to a certain point when there's like putting them back with that few in there is just
You just feel like, you know, this way I can be better tomorrow.
Were they like chocolate dipped or anything like
one,
that?
One had like a chocolate side, and then the other were like almond hazelnut.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, they were all good. They were all good, Gia. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. And the only reason I bought them was because, you know, they'd been enjoying biscotti on hospital.
I just sat one day, but it obviously affected us both greatly.
It affected us deeply.
I can't get them off my mind. I haven't had any yet.
I'm afraid now it's going to be like my go-to sweet snack because somehow they seem sort of low-cal compared to like regular
cookies.
Well,
they're not as sweet. That's why I like them.
Right,
They're not like sickly sweet. But I'm suddenly reminded of, are they called pirouettes? Those sort of
those little roll-up
cylindrical kind of.
Yeah,
those in years. Those are like something my grandmother had in her closet.
Yeah, those can be nice too.
I sounded dirty inside grandma's closet.
That's like a euphemism for something terrible and filthy. Oh, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, I'm just really tired. It was a late night, and I've been busy today prepping for things, lots of
The reason we're sort of off schedule is that Gia's going to be taking a trip for a gig.
Don't know we're off schedule. Like, if you put this on
I'm going to put this on tonight because you know why wait?
Okay, well, I was going to say how would they wouldn't know, but now you've told them.
I gave it away, but we'll get back on schedule when Gia comes back.
But
we're just mainly going to talk about Friday's episode.
Oddly enough, ABC has disappeared. Like, my TV went crazy the other day, and the channel disappeared, and then I found it on another number, and then today I turned it on, and like all my regular networks are gone. But I've got all the weird, you know, like QVC and Start TV and Charge and Comet and all that kind of stuff. But
interesting.
So thank heavens for Hulu. I can hang out. I don't know what's going on because I had to like rescan, but it just disappeared within a day. But anyway, we'll sort it out. Don't worry.
Okay. And before we get into hospital, Gia, you mentioned that you're on a cabbage diet. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, well, it's just I've made it up for myself and decided that my vegetable intake my vegetable intake has been low.
Sure.
And I'm not a cook. I'm not a good cook at all.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just
to argue with you there? Because I don't have enough information.
I was going to say, you don't really know. I mean, you've never lived with me or anything, so I don't think I've prepared food for you on any. Although you've prepared food for me nicely, like trying to kill me with mac and cheese.
You survived.
Anyway, I just was like, well, I just need something that I can just eat every day and then be like, check, had a vegetable, you know?
Okay,
And what's cheap and easy? Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Supposed to be good for you. So I just saute it. I saute it.
Okay.
The salt and like the large cracked pepper, which I've grown fond of the big.
I like that too.
A punch. That's
it doesn't it?
Yeah.
So does the cabbage then shrink up like spinach to like nothing?
Not to that degree, but it wilts quite a lot.
It wilts, yeah. Okay.
And then the other day I made it almost like a cabbage soup, like it was getting liquidy, and I threw a bunch of cheese in there and that melted.
God, that sounds gross. You've made cabbage and cheese sound
well,
gross.
If I'd had a beer, I would have made like a beer.
Thrown some beer
cabbage
in
soup kind of thing. Doesn't that sound good? Sort of Germanic or something.
Yeah, I guess so. Gia.
Well, anyway, I don't know if it's doing me any good, but I feel like it's cruciferous.
I just saw that word. Yeah,
supposed to be, you know.
And I bought a cookbook at the bookstore today.
Yeah, just to look at the pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of having a similar thought that, you know, obviously, I mean, if anyone's listened to even one of our podcasts,
they know
I just eat crap, you know? And I thought, I've got to turn over a new leaf. And if I could make some sort of salad or something.
Cabbage.
Yeah, although you're not selling it, I'm not going to lie. That doesn't.
Cabbage in the first place, then.
Well, I like it. I like coleslaw. I like a nice chop. I
have coleslaw phases as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so easy. That's what it is. It's just an easy vegetable.
So I'm going to try to. Well, I say this. I haven't actually done anything yet, but I'd like to try to make some sort of a dish or something that will last for a week. You know. And work my way through this cookbook.
Vegetable dish that will last?
Yeah, like maybe a cold salad or something, maybe a soup. I don't know.
Yeah, salad, like I love salad, but it's hard to keep up. You get those bins of greens and...
Yeah, it's not going to be, it would have to be like some sort of like a quinoa or something like that, like a lettuce-y salad.
Well, now you're getting into grains. That's
really it. Sorry, I should have prepared you for that.
It's one of the ancient grains, which they're pushing lately.
They are. I know, these people.
But yeah, I love a green salad. But yeah, that you get to the bottom of those, and you know, like you just really feel like you're having a battle to with time.
With time, yeah. And I get that stuff, and I put it in the fridge, and then I forget about it, and it's like, oh shit, there's lettuce in here. Anyway, but not today, apparently.
These are our battles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So that's your cabbage plan. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like a diet, like I think it'll make me lose weight. It's just like I know I need vegetables.
I'd like to see you maybe on have like your own PBS special selling your cabbage diet to like an audience full of people.
I have like a more Andy Warholian approach to diet. And my husband, it drives my husband nuts. He's like, you eat that every day. I'm like, I know. Like I'm like, oh, okay, that works. And it's easy. I know what I need.
Lock
for
it in.
Lock it in. I'll make that every day for like a month. You know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Yep. I don't have I'm not a super taster.
No, I'm not sophisticated in my palate at all.
Yeah, I just want to be done with it, you know.
Yeah, and, yeah.
The less I have to think about it.
Exactly. That's like clothing too, you know, like.
Right, yeah. And then you watch a show, like I'll like, oh, that works, so I'll buy five of those or whatever, you know. And you see some fashion advice, like don't, I don't know why you shouldn't do that. It makes sense to me.
It does make a lot of sense, yeah.
Anyway, this is we're really blazing a trail in so many ways here.
I know. Well, you know, the one thing we haven't talked about yet is bar shampoo. So,
I had a link between bar shampoo and General Hospital because I actually thought of it while watching General Hospital.
Okay, go ahead, Gia.
Because we saw quite a bit of lovely little Violet.
Yes, with her very long hair. Yeah,
whose hair is like longer than her or something. Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
And I thought, I bet they can't use bar shampoo with that
hair. It would get lost in there. Yeah,
and I remember just being a kid, and you know how your mom would like viciously towel dry your hair and then like comb it out as if it were your fault that you know.
Yeah,
and you'd be like crying, and maybe, I'm saying you, I mean me.
Maybe I used to get massive knots in my hair.
Yeah. And anyway, but why they towel dried it so violently, like
I don't know. It
doesn't make sense, but
well, they didn't like us.
I think that may have been it. But anyway, you know? I thought that little girl's hair, that they must have somebody hired just to deal with that hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I don't know if we were using conditioner back in the day, you know, because it seemed like that would have solved some of those problems.
When you're a little girl, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway.
And do you remember that all the shampoos told you to shampoo it twice? Lather,
repeat.
You know,
repeat.
Like, what a crock that was, huh?
Right. That's true. Yeah, what a scam.
Speaking of crocks, now I've got a link back to my domestic failures. I killed the crock pot the other day. Did you know that was possible?
I did not, but I guess if anybody could kill a crock pot, it would be
I
you.
Did it. Yeah. I did
how
it.
Did
I
you,
had
how
it.
How did you do that?
I let the water, the liquid go dry.
Evaporate.
Yep. And I got up in the morning. I was like, oh crap. And put water in and it went.
What did it do?
It went. cracked the pot.
Cracked?
Yeah.
Wow.
It cracked the crock. And so.
Jeez. Huh.
I know. And here, okay. This will lead to another rant. We'll get to hospital in a minute. We've got a lot
yeah,
of
oh, stuff. But before we leave the bar shampoo discussion, I tried the new Kiss My Face shampoo conditioner bar. And
how did you do that so quickly?
Well, I washed my hair every day.
How did you attain that?
I found it at the store we spoke last.
Quite a store.
Well, it is a pretty good store. You know, it's just a regular grocery store, but they had a couple of options in the shampoo area, and it doesn't lather as much as the other kind, but.
Wait, did you say conditioner or shampoo?
Both. It's both together in one bar. Yeah.
All right.
So it's not as sudsy, which I think is the problem. I think that super sudsy stuff is what's stripping the
drying
oil.
Drying it out.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I felt like my hair was more back to normal today, and I didn't have to apologize for that at
Quite
least.
Quite as much. All right.
I still don't want you to see me, but.
All right. Well, I'll have to look that one up. I'm sure I could obtain that online somehow.
Yeah, or even locally. Yeah, the Kiss My Face shampoo conditioner bar.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway,
here's a test for your grocery store. This is a whole different product, but see if they have Inner Beauty hot sauce.
Okay.
Put that in your hair. No, it's just a hot sauce that my husband really liked. I can never find it again.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
and
that's a good.
In Maine, of all places, in Bangor.
Really?
Long time ago. And then, I don't know, maybe it was found to be carcinogenic or something.
Huh. Well, that'll be a good thing to put on my list.
Inner Beauty.
Inner Beauty hot sauce. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, Gia. So. So we're just sort of, I guess, wrapping up our bar shampoo discussion for anybody who's waiting for the report on the shampoo conditioner bar.
Yeah, if they are. We haven't checked into whether Carly, I feel like I saw Carly talking about bar shampoos at some point. Mm-hmm. The actor, not the character.
Right.
And I should look that up and see what she recommends, because her hair is just beautiful. So
Yes, it is.
I would use whatever she recommends.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get back to my rant on slightly related? We were talking about bar shampoo because we were talking about packaging and the lack of sustainability.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So this is talking about our throwaway culture, I guess.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I broke the crock pot.
Right.
And I thought, well, what a shame. It's just the pot that's broken, not the electrical device.
Yeah.
So I look up, can you buy just a replacement crock? And you can, but it costs more or equal to the amount of just buying a new crock pot. So that simply encourages you to throw it out.
Yes,
you know?
True.
Okay. Our microwave is also having a problem.
Because of you?
I don't know. The door won't shut. Like it just reads door every time. Am I going to find a microwave repair guy somewhere?
No,
and you can't
not.
Access. I'm sure it's just some little screw that needs to be tightened somewhere in there, but it's all within the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
again, probably cheaper to throw it out than find a microwave repair service.
That's right.
Probably doesn't exist.
I don't think
it's
so.
Like a unicorn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so all this stuff is going in the landfill, I guess. And I'm putting it there.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you're, you don't go to a dump these days, do you? Do you have like a dumpster?
No, we have it picked up. Yeah. I take recycling into a recycling center.
Because at our dump, you could leave stuff like that, and who knows, somebody might grab it and use like some parts for something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I think I can take stuff like. I think they do have like stoves and that kind of thing that you can put in the recycling thing. So maybe I don't know. I have my doubts that any of it goes anywhere.
Right, right. You know, yeah. It's all going probably in the ocean or something. Yeah,
that's the end of my rant, but I'm like, I just, okay. You know, I'm being part of the problem. But I'm thinking about it.
you're thinking about it all right.
Tormented. I'm tormented.
Yeah, you are, aren't you, Gia?
Anyway, shall we talk about, we've only got one episode to talk
about. But yeah,
it was a fairly good one, I think.
Although, should we start with the the weakest part, maybe, in my mind?
Let me try and guess what the weakest part was.
You might have even forgotten it, because we've tended to block out the stuff that we don't enjoy very much.
Maybe you're thinking of the Marshall story?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where he was, like, agonizing and wringing his hands and everything, and it felt so muddled and
it was very muddled, but I kind of liked his final revelation about it, though.
You mean that he felt like maybe if he finds out it wasn't schizophrenia, he's wasted all this time and everything, and that.
Yeah,
that
wasted all this time. If I were him, I'd be thinking I was so stupid that I didn't pursue a second opinion, or. But on the other hand, like, he's of a vintage where people did not question doctors.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have been so sort of new and exotic that you kind of would think, oh, all right, you know, maybe that is what.
Yeah.
But maybe there's some other, like, little mystery that we don't even know yet. But it just seemed like they were, like, once again trying to, like, create this drama. And it's like, I feel like they could have stuck with this whole schizophrenia storyline and made it dramatic and everything, but just handled it in a completely different way, you know, instead of acting all convoluted and.
Yeah, it's very convoluted. And,
it's all about, like, getting him to play his fucking clarinet at the wedding, you know?
That's like. Soloed. A solo clarinet like, number.
At one point, Porsche is like, so you can, you know, then you could show up for Curtis.
Show
like,
up for Curtis, you know.
As if he was, like, trying to blow him off or something. It was just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird. It's all kind of weird.
It was weird. Yeah, so.
I like Porsche's dress, though.
Yeah, it looked good on her, yeah. But
a maxi dress, but are those coming
but
back?
I feel like they must think, like, he's given this, like, award-winning performance, and, it, like, there's no substance to it, you know?
I find my mind wandering to the rules about hat wearing indoors.
Okay. Yeah,
during that scene,
like, all the time. Do you wear a hat inside all the time?
Well, then I was thinking about, well, like, is it the style of the hat? Does it denote whether it's an okay, like, because a lot of guys wear their baseball hat caps all the time inside and out, but when you're wearing kind of more of a fedora style, is that a fedora that he's wearing?
Maybe it's definitely more like that, than every day around the house
which
hat.
To me, like, if it's the 50s when men wore hats, you know, as part of their uniforms, basically, you would never wear it inside,
right?
It was like, so my mind wandered a bit, I will admit,
He took it off for a minute there.
Yeah, when he got excited about it was a little bit like the drama in a play or something that.
Yeah,
over the top.
I just don't know why they couldn't have just just played that storyline straight, you know, and. Without the whole, like, clarinet solo, you know?
Yeah,
why not just talk about, you know?
Convoluted angles.
Yeah. So anyway.
And did you notice that they mentioned Epiphany? And I thought,
oh, I know. My heart sank a little bit there. Yeah.
And I thought, did that happen because they taped this long before Epiphany passed away? Or are they still mentioning her because they haven't addressed it yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the time line is between shooting and real life, but
it made me sad. I was like, God, we're gonna have to somehow, this is gonna be addressed, you know, a sudden
passing
away. Or are they gonna have her pass away, or are they gonna have her move away, or I don't know.
I don't know. And then I was thinking, what if he somehow decides he should play clarinet at the wedding and does have some sort of an episode and swings his clarinet.
I'm like, maybe clarinet.
His clarinet swings it right at Porsche's head.
like just loses it and goes haywire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm wondering if that actor actually plays clarinet, because we've seen no evidence of really of real.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to do a solo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't actually play the instrument.
it would be interesting to open up a discussion about mental illness and musicians.
That's true. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that in combination. Yeah, uh-huh. But I'm with you. I think it's very convoluted. It's like they painted themselves into a weird corner, and now they're like, and they're just squeezing the tube of toothpaste to get that last whatever out of this weird storyline. And
it's very weird. Yeah,
I found myself annoyed with Curtis and his new head of the family patriarch thing, where he comes down and what are you two yelling he's about? Gonna,
right. You know? Scolding them.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know if I'd say he's mansplaining yet, but that reminds me, this is peripheral GH character. Okay. Have you seen anything about the Stephen A. Smith?
The ESPN guy?
Yeah, yeah. That kind of stepped in hot water about, is it Rihanna? Rihanna?
Yeah.
Who's going to do the halftime show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and he was on some talk show. I don't even know what. I just saw the snippet of it. Mm-hmm. And he sort of, they asked him, what did he think about her doing the halftime show? And he said, something, blah, blah, but something about her not being, she's no Beyonce.
Huh, wow.
And everybody's like, whoa. And then, he did this, sort of quasi-mansplain apology.
Uh-huh.
Where he referred to her as sweetie and, whatever the dust up was about this, it was that people were twisting his words. And it was one of those non-apology apologies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he was, he just sounded condescending. And I was like, man.
Yeah. Just not said anything. Huh?
So I lost a little bit of my special feelings for him.
Naughty. Yeah, well, and Rihanna, she has definitely her own following and everything. She's been around a while now, so
I only tuned in because it was him. I was like, what I know about Rihanna and Beyonce, you could put in a thimble, but it was his tone it was very I don't think he knows her. You got the sense he didn't know her, and he's referring to her as sweetie and just very oh, man.
They shouldn't weigh in on stuff like that, I don't think,
There's a lot of things people, and we're doing it right now, but, you can think stuff and maybe not say it.
That's true. That's good to remember.
Sometimes when vodka's on board, though, that you can't stop that train,
Yeah, that's true. Sure. Yep.
But anyway, that's mildly hospital related. So
yes,
you can probably look it up and catch up on that country. I'd love to have you watch his apology, and it's like a non-apology.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, dude, you just,
I can kind of imagine that. Cause he is kind of like, when you listen to him talk sports, he I don't know. He's a little cocky or something.
I was going to say very he came sure of his opinions. Cocky. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, they're paid. That's what they're paid to sound.
Yeah,
like,
and I guess, I guess why not? If you can get away with that,
Yeah, but the old man's probably watching him right now. He's watching some basketball.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But it's on that weird, he pays for some access to the.
Oh right, Celtics, right, right. Yeah.
So you get these weird local channels, so when they go to commercial, you're there on court with whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's very strange. It's a weird sensation. But
This is not quite related to that, but I did see somewhere that the little French boy who's the spy
for Valentine,
that's Violet's brother in real life.
Oh, it's all in the family.
Yeah.
That's cute.
He should have hair as long as hers. That would be
cool.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, but yeah, she does a good job, that Violet, you know.
She does, yeah. I mean, and they make her be, you know, sort of like nauseatingly
cute. Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Saying all these things to, you know, make
those I wondered if adults. You were hurt when you watched that scene at Kelly's with the brownies.
With the brownies, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Did you notice that they didn't finish the brownies and they maybe barely ate half and then they left them?
I know. I don't understand what that's
I don't all understand
about.
That either. People leave alcoholic drinks all the time on these shows, too.
Like, I know. We've talked about that. It, and the then cost like, just the be money you're just yeah. leaving on the counter, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know, Gia. I know. These what? Things hurt us deeply.
I know. Well, as far as content goes, we could try to get back to content. How did you like that scene? It was sort of a healing scene between Elizabeth and Finn. Cute vibe.
Without really any words, you know, they didn't really talk about themselves at all, you know, it was all just about Violet.
Yeah.
I guess, making it better for her. And that was interesting. And I wondered, and I know we don't really think that Elizabeth and Finn have a romantic future, but I like them as friends. And I wonder she'll get to a point where, you know, she can tell him like what really happened, you know, I don't know.
Maybe, but sometimes I don't know if I can trust him when he gets mad.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust him to keep secrets and stuff. I don't know. Do we have evidence that he gives stuff away? I don't know.
I don't know. I think he would be able to keep. Well, he doesn't like Nicholas, so who knows? You know, he might not mind throwing him under the bus.
Yeah.
I'd like.
Needed to eat both brownies, though.
Yeah, she should have eaten.
You can see you can count her ribs. I'm a little bit worried.
I know.
I may just be projecting because I've got plenty to.
You definitely can't see my ribs.
Yeah, I don't even like where are my where? Yeah, but anyway, I was like, eat your brownie, girl.
I liked the scene. It was brief. I wish it had been longer. Like the scenes between Ava and Austin.
Austin, and I feel like, okay, they were giving us a little test there.
Another one of the tests. That one, and I think,
I
passes.
Thought it was excellent with, flying colors.
Yeah.
Two of my fave characters.
Both full of sass.
Did you notice her shoes?
I did. I did notice her shoes. Yeah.
I mean, I can't walk in those, but
no,
sitting there looking sexy, my gosh. She's sitting there being examined, you know, in a medical setting, and she still looks like a killer seductress, you know.
Yeah, that was nice. And I like the gentle flirting. It wasn't like, you know, too overt.
Yeah, it wasn't like Esme and Nicholas when they were like velociraptors trying to kill each other with their mouths.
right, yeah. It was sort of like just her trying to make him feel better, but with a little bit of, you know.
So yeah, they were very good together. That should go places, I think.
Yeah. And this is the second time there was a little preview that showed that she remembered who Mason was. That's coming up, I guess. So this is the second time she's seen Austin angry with this guy, Mason.
Yeah. Yep.
And she seems like someone who could help him solve that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. She's smart. You
know? Yeah. And
he could get any creepier. I didn't think he could get any creepier, but then he put a lollipop in his mouth.
Yeah.
And that like took it to the next level.
Yeah.
And then he talked about trying to give a lollipop to
Georgie,
and that made it like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's just like,
and it was a creep line festival right there.
Yeah. But he doesn't realize though that Georgie, I mean, she never warmed up to Austin, right?
Right. I don't know if she's warmed up to anybody. Does she warm with any?
No, she's she's a kid with an edge.
Yeah.
But, so she's never going to warm up to Mason if he thinks he can somehow like.
Yeah, she could maybe take him down.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think she'll be all right. She'll be able to protect herself. Yeah.
If she ever like teamed up with original Charlotte.
Ooh, yeah.
What a bad girl duo that would be. They would be like.
Yeah, they could beat up somebody.
They were some edgy girls,
Mm-hmm, that's true, yeah. Yeah, so that brings us sort of to Victor and Nicholas. That, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's another thing that's a little weird, like Victor inserting himself into Nicholas's divorce.
I know I've asked you about it like 20 times, but yeah, I just don't understand what's going on there.
And being happy to hand over Spoon Island, Windermere, I don't know. And,
yeah, I know. I don't understand. What's his game?
That's I don't know, because I would think Spoon Island would be part of his plan, whatever the hell that is, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know.
Maybe he figures if Ava's there, he can still somehow have access to everything. I don't know.
We've kind of forgotten about the necklace and the diamond.
We have. I know. The last we knew, the necklace had been given, or Scorpio had it, right? And Felicia was looking at it with one of those loop things and could see like something on the stones. Yeah, and that was it, right? All
got dropped. Yeah, and then we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. So,
and then time passed, and
then time passed.
Tisa and Gia forgot about it, just like they wanted us to, because it was another failed storyline.
Yeah, but it'll come back, I guess, when they figure out some other way to spin it. And
all right,
I guess because it's part of Victor's plan, right?
It seemed like it originally, but I don't know. I hope it doesn't seem turn that into concerned. Like freezing the world or some, you know, cockamamie. Early. Anyway, what else did we have?
Well, we had Carly and Michael.
Oh, Carly and Michael like got worked through their problems, which was pretty quick.
Like, it was pretty quick. For,
what, a day?
Yeah, and he had some explanation for why he was able to, like, you know, move that quickly with Carly versus his dad. Because she was trying to protect his family and Sonny wasn't. I thought it was
big of him to admit that he would have had thoughts of doing the exact same thing. I was like, that's honest of you. Thank you for, you know.
Yeah. But Carly's, I'm still like just not buying her explanation, you know, and also especially knowing that Willow at this point was looking for her mom, you know. Carly's like pinning everything on Willow, saying one time that one she didn't time. Want, you know. Yeah. So anyway, also, all of that.
Didn't Harmony tell her to not tell Willow? Wasn't that one of her deathbed utterances?
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. Utterances. But utterances, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't say it with a T sound, it's cow-like.
Right. Right. I don't remember if she said that.
I feel like she did, but maybe I'm wrong. Because I was thinking, like, why would she say that if she did? Does she know something more about Nina, or does she just see Nina as this, like, open maw of need and greed?
Yeah, maybe
selfishness, maybe.
Which she definitely is an open maw
of
need.
I'll have to look that up somehow. I don't know how I could, but
anyway,
and then, they kind of got past their differences, but Carly is being a little bit disingenuous
about, yes
her motivation.
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, certain people, she could say, it was just revenge, you know? And they would sort of accept that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It was just me being, you know, small. And
Yeah.
I like admitting that about myself, because it's sort of it's freeing to admit it and then be like, okay, so I'm feeling these ugly feelings. Let's put it out there and then try to... I don't know.
Yeah.
How you get rid of them. I feel like my small-mindedness continues into my latter years with an intensity that I wouldn't have expected, you know.
I like the way you put that.
You know, I was hoping I'd turn into kind of an Earth Mother, love everyone sort of. And it's kind
like
of
Laura.
Yeah. It's going the other direction. Well, because she's I know she's fake. I know it's an actor and it's a role.
Yeah.
But she is she has a strength and a strong will.
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem to bear negativity towards the world or towards other people.
Yeah. You know.
But she's not a sap, you know, she's not a.
Right. Right. She still thinks you can feel hopeful, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas
without
I feel
being
like
a sap.
My experiences in my latter years are making me want to disconnect a little bit more.
Yeah.
Except with all of you people. You're very
right. Nice. Right. This, our people here.
This, you know, twice weekly bearing my soul aside. I'd like to have less connection. And I am. Mm-hmm. Like, FYI, my Facebook program is helping, I think. Helping with my brain disease.
Yeah.
I don't really have a brain disease, but helping me think less about, you know, what other people have compared to what I have or blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah. You have cabbage and maybe that's all you need.
I have the cabbage, baby. I wish it were the money, huh?
The cabbage. Yeah, that's true.
Money, honey. Yeah. Yep,
you have actual cabbage.
Real cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, green, not purple. I like purple as well, but green.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. We have not talked about the final scene.
So heartbreaking.
So hard. I mean, you know, obviously that played out in about the worst possible way as far
as it would,
Cam's mental health.
Delicious anticipation waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. We knew
door
it
to
was.
Open, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We thought it was the sushi and we were okay with having our shirt off to take sushi in the door.
yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's perfectly fine. Oh dear. So yeah, poor Cam.
I know, and he's so like peaches and cream and
going there to make sure Joss is okay.
Joss is okay and it's like it's just he's kinda like he would have been a cute character on that 70s show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's got some of that like I don't know, like some of that vulnerable innocence of those young kids on that show that, I don't know. But yeah, he's miles apart from Dex as far
as
worldliness and, I don't know.
Although maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like up until now, they've both had maybe some sort of a code of how they behave.
Both. Men or I like Dex a lot.
I know you do,
and I think he and if he opened the door shirtless and I were the sushi delivery girl, there would be a intake of breath and I'm you know, probably have to get a chair and you know we brought a glass of water. I'd be like, I've got the vapors, you know.
May I sit down?
And maybe nibble on a sushi roll? But no, I think he has behaved quite well towards Joss.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And really everybody except that guy he beat up at the very beginning. And he had to do that.
That's right. It was his job.
It was his job. Yeah. I think they took him down that path and then they realized, like, this guy's got some staying power. Maybe we should make him, you know, not amoral.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, kill him off immediately. And
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. But I feel like also, and I don't know now, I'm worried that with this jolt to Cam's psyche, will he be able to maintain sort of his, you know, his
code, I think we're gonna
that he lives by?
We're going to have to deal with him over-enunciating for a couple of weeks. You know, he's going to be in that.
Gritted teeth.
Yeah, he's going to be in that mood again for a
while. Yeah, or, well, I'm afraid he's going to, like, do something rash or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what.
Well, I hope he just goes and writes a song, you know.
That would be the best thing if he could use music as an outlet for his pain.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift.
A song all about Joss and how
she could rhyme a lot with Joss, you know. Mass.
Floss.
loss.
Of course you would think of moss.
But you have to say it a little differently, that
yeah,
that O's a moss and Joss. Yeah. The yeah. Joss, is that a, how do you say that? You don't say short O. You don't say a short O. That ah, like, is that a schwa?
Yeah,
I don't know. That schwa sound symbol? Schwa.
You're going to say that a bunch of times now.
I just go someplace in my head sometimes.
Oh, I know. Stuff.
Yeah, I go to my porte cochere.
Oh no, here we go.
Sit down with my biscotti. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, hopefully it won't make him bitter and hard and nasty.
Or like vengeful, you know. I don't want him to do anything that's really out of character, you know.
Let's hope Spencer can talk him down.
Oh, well, Spencer. I don't know if Spencer's the guy to do that, you know.
No, I know. Spencer's like lighter fluid or something.
You want to help me steal this baby from Esme? Yeah.
I like those two boys together, though.
I do too. Yeah, they're good at sort of challenging each other.
Yeah, yeah, they're very appealing.
Yeah, and they can have interesting conversations, you know, where you're not really sure where it's going to go.
Do you think boys really talk to each other that way?
Well, remember how Jason and Sonny used to have these sort of soulful conversations?
They did. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, so who knows?
No, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for some real guys and see if that's... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I like that it exists in Port Charles. That
kind I of. Do too. Yeah, it gives me hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was heartbreaking, even though I knew it was coming and it had...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And as we predicted, Joss defended her mother's decisions.
And seemed to sort of, her hatred of Sonny was sort of reinvigorated, which is interesting
twist.
And a little unfair. It's kind of like she was saying, you know, explaining to Dex why Michael was so mad at Carly, because he knew he could be, you know, and she wouldn't ever stop loving him, and now for some reason Joss is throwing everything at Sonny instead of, you know, letting her mom carry some of the blame.
Well, here's a prediction I'm going to make as to why they did that.
Yeah, because Sonny's going to be somehow in a position where Joss has to realize that he's got good in him.
Well, it took you a long time to say that.
I went someplace in my head. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that so they laid out that Dex is gonna, something's gonna happen with Dex and Sonny in 6 months.
Yeah, right.
Or you know, he's gonna take him down or something.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if it's gonna end up being more violent or suddenly put Sonny in kind of a victim position or the one who was wronged. And will it be something that could come between Dex and Joss? Like, will she, you know, will he be like, okay, you know, she wants me to kill this guy or.
We don't know. And Sonny was trapped into this deal, this arms deal.
Oh yeah. Thing. Oh, you had to. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's any way at some point he could kind of shift to where he decides to like, set up this arms dealer or whatever so that they get caught and busted and somehow he's not the bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be good.
But it seems like a lot of things could evolve in that.
So
if
writers are listening, we've tossed out a lot of interesting directions you might take. You know?
We've been workshopping all of your storylines. And
this really takes us back to our roots of workshopping stuff.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, maybe that's
we'd applied this to our own budding craft back in the day.
Our own budding craft,
Yeah. And applied myself less to the craft beer and more to the craft. Was there craft beer back then? I don't know if there was.
Not really. Not so not really. Much. No. Do you think we would have been taken more seriously?
Well, we couldn't have been taken any less seriously. You know what's funny is, like, I don't really care about that. I don't think I cared then.
I know. Not so much. No, I think there were certain people that, like, school was like it, you know. And I think you had a lot of other things that were interesting to you.
Did I?
I think so. Like, that's your intriguing. Friends and
imagine what
camping and drinking and.
Oh, I do. We did do some camping, yeah,
and drinking,
drinking. We did make that like an institutional pastime back in the day. I marvel at how I functioned.
I was
determined to have a good time those couple of years,
and I think you did, didn't you?
I did. I really did. Yeah. In the same way, I'm determined to eat cabbage every day now, and that's how life changes, you know? You start worrying more about your digestion, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, your life has really been on quite a path, hasn't it, Gia? But if anybody listening hasn't been to Missoula, Montana, you should go. It was a fun place.
It's a cool place. You know, I was talking to somebody about that area last night, and they...
I miss Missoula.
I know they set up like Skype meetings or something. They're like, "Oh, one of them is in Missoula," so they don't actually go there. I was like, "Huh." And then I was thinking about what a fun time we had there. Yeah,
yeah, we did.
Yep. We've both like, I our paths. You know, if you had like a little map of all the places we've been and the jogs here and there and the directions we've taken, we both have had really weird, lives. Weird.
and wound up here talking about
doing
General
a
Hospital.
Podcast and happy about it.
Happy, you know? Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Anyway, strange trajectories. We should just redo this whole podcast, and it'll only be peripherally about a soap opera, and the rest will just be strange trajectories where we talk about bar shampoo most of the time.
Most of the time. And ironically, we could care less about our appearance. So,
I know. Well, I care, but what are you going to do? God, right? Certain point. Yeah, yeah. Well, did we talk enough about? We only had one episode to pick apart.
We did, and man, somehow we managed to go on as long as we normally do when we talk.
Oh,
about
Jesus!
Three.
We're sorry about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of fluff in this episode.
A lot of fluffer nutter. Yep.
A lot of fluffer nutter in our podcast tonight, everybody. So we apologize as usual.
Well, and if we don't get around to making a second one for the week, I apologize, and I'll make up for it. I'll do a marathon and watch all week, and you know.
Okay. Yep. We'll get back on schedule as soon as we can. So.
Yeah.
We appreciate it if you can hang in there with us.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah. Okay, Gia.
Okay. Well, go wash your hair or something.
I think I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll talk to you soon, everybody.
All righty. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, Gia.